get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cat House Marine is the place to go. At Cat House Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cat House Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cat House Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service.
All right, let's try and get an answer on this conundrum. We got a couple of callers. Want to take a whack at it? This is Bo L.
Bo L. Hello, Bo.
He's the first Bo L. Thanks. Bo, what do you think? What does the average woman spend a year of her life doing?
Well, my fiance spends a lot of time deciding what to wear.
Let's see if that's the winning answer. When you're deciding what to wear is the winning answer.
That's exactly what we're looking for.
So, look, I just wonder if that includes when we're picking out what y'all are going to wear, too. Husband.
Okay. Exactly.
I know he's listening. But, yeah. You know, I'll say, what are you going to wear? And he'll say, what do you want me to wear?
You may doubt me on this, but I pick out my own sweatpants, okay?
You're a big boy.
Thank you, Rich. You hang on. You have just won
a $10 gift certificate to the Seafood Bistro.
Thank you, Johnny Olson.
That's right.
Hang on, Boel, and congratulations. Have a great weekend. Don't go away. And we'll be right back.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why Wow Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever. Up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
If you hold a piece of lettuce up to your ear, you can hear a vegan complain about all the meat you're going to be grilling this weekend.
Yeah, methane from cattle flatulence is bad for the environment.
Have a happy Memorial Day weekend.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 8. Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump, claiming his campaign was spied on, gives Attorney General William Barr power to declassify documents related to the investigation.
This is investigations are underway into possible FISA court abuse and political bias within the FBI. Democrats are not happy with the move. House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff says the president and Barr are conspiring to weaponize law enforcement and classified information against political enemies.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. the British Prime Minister Theresa May announces she will resign.
May saying she'll stand down as leader of her Conservative Party in 2 weeks and then quit as Prime Minister when a replacement has been chosen. She says she'll always regret being unable to deliver Brexit, Britain's divorce from the EU, which remains up in the air nearly 3 years after a referendum.
Fox's Simon Owen in London May became Prime Minister in July 2016. This is Fox News.
Listening to this morning radio program will keep you in the pink. Panther, that is. Wake up with Greg Budell.
Careful, monsieur, with me. Do not tangle with me. I'm a trained expert in karate. My hands are lethal weapons.
Jay Scott.
Special delivery and burn. Were you expecting one?
Emily Hayes.
You ruined that piano.
What is the price of one piano compared to the terrible crime that has been committed here?
But that's a priceless Steinway.
Not anymore.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
Is your dog back?
No.
I thought you said your dog did not bite.
That is not my dog.
It's not just a shot in the dark. It's three men and a lady.
Remember that when duty calls, you got balls.
Everybody's mic up at mine. Welcome to the final hour of Three Men and a Lady News and Views. We're Darren Cuomo at 9 o'clock. Jay Scott's here. Emily Hayes.
Yay, fun.
It's Enrico Palazzo.
So that's me, and of course, the one and only Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Gosh, we're already up to 79, and with a dew point of 72, you're kidding me. Yeah, starting to feel pretty rough out there for the 24th day of May. This is like any day in July, but it's not July. Sunny and record hot today with a high temperature up to about 97. That would break the record from 1941, which is 96. Tonight's low 71. Tomorrow, 98. Sunday, 99. Both of those would be new records. 99 on Monday is the projected high, maybe 100. If we get to 100, it'll be the all-time record high for the month of May, which goes back to 1916 when we got to 99. Tuesday's high, 98. That would be a record, too. Boy, boy. So far, are you excited? Some spotty showers perhaps by Wednesday. That's very iffy and still very hot. And then the beach forecast, upper 80s today through the weekend. And the Gulf water temperature now at 83. Watch for the rip current flags because it's been a very difficult week for the rip current down on the coast. Right now this morning, with 79 degrees and 79% relative humidity, we have mostly clear skies at 809. I want to talk to you about Dylan Rings, located right here in Montgomery, a family-owned business which is dedicated to great customer service. In fact, you'll feel at home as soon as you go into Dylan Rings. I was admiring, first of all, before I went there in person, admiring on Facebook the work of Josh Ryder, very talented creator of custom fine jewelry. Then I went in and visited them and not only saw some of the custom jewelry in person, but also the picture gallery where there's a story behind each particular item. It's great stuff. In fact, you can look at that same picture gallery if you want. Josh can create just about anything. Maybe you have anniversary coming up, a birthday, or some other special occasion. Even not too early to talk about the holidays, right? Stop by and see Josh and Leslie in person and see his not only his creations, but they have designer pieces from around the world in their showroom. I love reading the testimonials from happy customers around the River region. You can see that at DylanRings.com. Located just off the Atlanta Highway, not too far from Walgreens, Atlanta Highway and Brown Springs Road. Closed Sunday and Monday, but they're open Tuesday through Friday, including today from 10 to 6 and Saturday from 10 to 3. So experience the difference at Dylan Rings.
All right, Stever has been patient enough to wait for us on the phone. Good morning, Steve.
Yeah, guy, I didn't mean to call back, but when Lady M was talking about the wardrobe collection off of Conundrum, yes. I have to tell Lady M, please put your hand up to the speaker. I'm giving you a high five because you're absolutely right. I've been married 40 years, and my wife took me from plaid pants and white belts and white shoes to fine fashion today.
Bless her.
I rely on her.
Hey, Steve, guess what?
Yo.
I may have a few, and if I find them at this point in my life, who gives a damn? But I got rid of almost all my photos from the 70s with the plaid pants. For some reason, we lost our vision for a few years, and plaid pants and flowered shirts look great together.
Plaid pants and the bell bottoms.
You are not
way.
Allowed the to comment bottoms, yeah. on an era you did not live through. Young lady.
And a little vest that just kind of came up to the front there a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Emily wants to yell at me. Go ahead.
Anyhow, Lady M, you're right on spot.
Well, thank you.
Lady M, I like that. Makes it sound like a royal morning show.
Well, yes.
I am kind of a big deal.
Thanks.
No, I kid you not. It's all, wasn't You were around then.
I know, and I look
you
back.
You were
at
around.
It. I look back there, and some of the jackets with the wide lapels. Oh my gosh!
I had.
It was the worst decade for fashion ever.
I had shirts with collars that were so long they showed up on airport radar.
We have clearance, Clarence. Roger, Roger. What's our vector, Victor?
I mean, they came out to the shoulder tip.
Yeah, bigger wings than like a 747. Yeah.
Bet y'all were sharp.
I look pretty good in some of that stuff.
And then I look at my powder short blue. Size, and not just for women, but for guys. My gosh, I'm glad we've left the 70s. They were way too short.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
Interesting decade, to be sure. On one hand, you had the great American political malaise going on. On the other hand, fashions that were from another planet, not to mention the Better Sex TV show. All right, guess what, gang?
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and my good friend Jay here to tell you about the Seafood Bistro. Now, you need to listen to me very carefully.
Very carefully.
Very carefully. They will not be open on Monday.
Closed.
They're going to be closed in honor of Memorial Day. So, what do? You get your fix now, or tomorrow, or Sunday. Ain't that right, Jay?
Correct.
Stop being a creep.
If you order it.
Stop it! Nobody can hear you! Get up on the mic,
I don't know why I do the whispering thing. Anyway, I guess I was doing the password. Password.
The password is...
Yes.
Do you even watch Password?
Boil bag.
I used to.
Okay, well, don't
Long
talk
time
to me about
ago.
That until...
Long time ago.
Remember Alan Ludden?
Alan Ludden and Bert Convy.
But Betty White, who was married to Alan
She, I mean, a national treasure. Like the Seafood Bistro. Yes.
1651 Perry Hill Road is their location, 279-7500, or go online, which is just the most convenient way to do it. TheSeafoodBistro.com is their web address. TheSeafoodBistro.com. Full menu is right there. Now, if you go there and you don't see the fish tacos or the fried green tomatoes online, when you call ahead...
Or the shrimp tacos.
Yes. Make sure you ask about those if you'd like to have those.
Those are on the specials board.
They are, and they are so special.
Tasty, tasty, tasty.
Very, very good. Check out the Seafood Bistro on Facebook, and I believe they're also on Instagram.
Short wave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
This fashion bulletin from our friend Morris Capuano.
Okay.
Quote, that was a very fashionable, iconic decade for those of us who experienced it. I make no apologies for my leisure suit with that wide lapel that was in with the flowered shirt and the Afro-looking hair.
I forgot about the hair.
No, you should make no apologies for being a dedicated follower of fashion.
You've seen my hair, right, back in that era.
I love Rich's hair, those little natural curls and stuff. Awesome.
They were natural.
And I know you got a perm.
That was strictly during the adjustment process to Florida humidity.
Perms are coming back.
It's funny.
Not for me. You know why? Because somebody said I looked like Gabe Kaplan from Welcome Back, Kotter, and I didn't look like
people
him.
Who had curly hair like I did wanted so much to have straight hair, and people who had straight hair wanted to have curly hair. It's just so funny.
That's what my mom always told me. She said, you're always going to want what somebody else has, but you know, you have to deal with the curly hair and all the issues that go along with that. Yeah. My hair is just straight. It doesn't really hold curl at all unless you hose it down and put another hole in the ozone layer.
Hey, you know
what? Glad I could share that with
everyone. There is no hole in the ozone layer.
I'm talking about that's how much hairspray you would have to put on my hair to make it hold curl. Is that you would put another hole in the ozone layer.
By the way, the summary of comments on the two posts we did yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
On the All in the Family Jeffersons.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mostly positive, more towards the Jeffersons than the All in the Family segment. And the one common denominator complaint, I think we had like 50 comments, was Jimmy Kimmel's involvement.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it was pretty positive.
Well, guess what?
Surprise.
First of all, didn't get a chance to see it yesterday because Braves baseball took a precedent. But
you got your priorities, buddy.
But ABC's going to rebroadcast it. They decided they're going to rebroadcast it.
Ah. Help me remember to do it.
Yeah, I don't know what the date yet.
We have stupid news coming up. We have Morning Maroon nominees for today, and then we have our glamorous end of the week Emily segment featuring our grand prize drawings all coming up. It's 8:17.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling on through our morning rush hour, and things look great out on the roadways. We are having a light traffic day today. The interstates are up at a speed limit ride. There are no problems on the boulevard other than slowdowns around the intersections, and we don't see any delays on the 31s. Be careful. Let's get this holiday weekend started right. Your pet wants to be outside. Invisible Fence gives them that freedom and helps keep them safe, too. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence for all the details. 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Expect increased traffic this holiday weekend and understand it may take you longer to reach your destination. It's more important to arrive safely than to arrive on time. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police say a woman was robbed at gunpoint and pepper sprayed in broad daylight Thursday. This happened around 9:30 Thursday morning in the 6900 block of Atlanta Highway. Right now, no arrests have been made. The victim has minor injuries. Via Airlines announced it is pulling out of the capital city. The airline started offering flights from Montgomery to Orlando, Florida last May. The Florida-based airline is also ending its commercial flights out of Mobile and Birmingham. And Alabama Marine Patrol troopers are getting ready for one of the busiest lake weekends of the year. There has already been a boating fatality this year, and troopers say now is the time to check your boating and safety equipment before hitting the water. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
When I needed to hire, I had to post my jobs to lots of job boards in hopes of getting a few great candidates. I'd get a bunch of applicants, but most weren't right for my job. It was like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Then I went to ZipRecruiter.com/work and tried ZipRecruiter for free. Hiring is so much easier now. I post my jobs, and with one click, ZipRecruiter's smart matching technology sends them to over 100 top job boards and finds the right candidates for me, fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds what I'm looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, it breaks. Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty. But if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Listen to this if you're retired. Join the Financial Life Plan experts on May 28th at the Capital City Club. Call 649-4911 to register. 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I can't believe I'm sitting here at Jimmy's Buddy's cookout surrounded by middle-aged guys with their shirts off. It's like swimming with a pack of hairy-backed whales. Would it kill you to do a sit-up? Ugh, and there are the wives, yakking it up around the potato salad, getting drunk on Chardonnay, and trying not to think about getting up tomorrow morning with the kids. Mommy's not feeling too good this morning. Look, here are the keys. Just drive yourself to school, okay? Is this all there is in life? Burnt meat and talking about the good old days when you used to get drunk with your friends? Sort of like right now when you're getting drunk with your friends? Oh, heck with it. What kind of Chardonnay is that anyway?
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
And welcome back at 8:23. Let's hear the thoughts of Randall on this Friday of Memorial Weekend. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Good. And my hat's off to all the folks, that, you know, for Memorial Weekend. But as a father of somebody, or a daddy of somebody who has a curly-haired girl, I would pay $75 to get her perm anytime and have to wake up every morning and deal. I mean, because there ain't no waking up late with that kind of hair. If you got curly hair, you don't get up 10 minutes late and make it to school. It just don't happen. I mean, it's so aggravating. But and then like she is, she loves to have her hair straight. And then on the bed, I don't know if they're coming back. I'm starting to see a lot of little bitty kids, like 2 years old and under, little girls wearing bell bottoms. So they on the way back, I believe. I mean, they are some cute little outfits they got these days with them bell bottoms. So maybe everything is once good comes back around, Greg. Maybe you'll get to see it, and maybe even you'll get to go out in some again.
I can't wait to wear my 4-inch. Platform heels.
Bell-bottom sweatpants.
I never had.
I would love that.
Oh, platform man, heels. There's an untapped market.
Yeah.
Bell-bottom sweatpants.
I bet Uncle Weather had the goldfish in the heels, didn't you? Didn't you, Uncle Weather?
No, you
had the goldfish in the platform, didn't you?
No.
Tell the truth.
The shoes now are just regular shoes. But it's just the rest of the attire that was so awful. So
garish.
Awful.
It was garish.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's fly myself. I do. I like it. I think it's a good look. I mean, that is, if you like fashion, there ain't no more fashion than that. I mean, it's all kind of designs. They put in the little flare-out parts of bell bottom. I mean, they put in their little names. I mean, it's some super, super fly stuff. I just got to get the platform. I thought you might have the platform with the goldfish in them. I wanted to borrow them. I figured you still had them. But I love y'all, man. Thank y'all for every morning.
There's a store. In fact, Kid Rock comes into town and shops at it once in a while that sells 70s stuff or classic fashions. I got to go. Maybe we should do a 70s night at Baumhauer's or something.
Now, besides the boorish stuff that we're talking about from the 70s, I remember everybody wore cutoff jean shorts in the summertime. Cutoff jeans. Everybody. Now you don't see cutoff jean shorts anywhere anymore.
No. And I remember taking a very expensive pair of Calvin Klein's.
Cutting them off
to have a pair of cutoff jeans.
Worth it?
Well, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I put the pants on.
Yep.
I made a mark where I thought, okay.
Right. This is where the cut, yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't know what happened, but after I cut the bobbin of the pants off, I looked like I had a lacy skirt on. Or lacy panties. I mean, it was too high.
Too high, yeah.
You know, because after you wash it, then it gets that frilly, right?
Right, frilly.
It starts to fray.
Thank God you're here, because they wouldn't believe anything I say.
It starts to fray.
And then if you, they wouldn't let you swim in a pool if you had the cutoff shorts, because of the frilliness that would get in their filters.
The fibers.
They
get so mad when I take them off and jump in.
Yes.
Here's,
I said, Joel. This isn't a Chicago high school. You're not swimming nude.
Joel B.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
Did y'all save your Nehru jackets and your leisure suits? I still got mine. I'm hoping they'll come.
You know, the Nehru jacket came along just before I had the money to buy into that fashion. And
the
then
neighbor
it vanished.
Nehru.
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 Wow.
Look that up. N-E-H-R-U. They were, that's an Indian, not American Indian like Elizabeth Warren, but Gandhi Indian, like as in the country.
Oh, Gandhi, one of those.
The neighbor.
The red dot.
Let me see.
They were kind of popularized by bands, weren't they? Didn't a lot of bands wear those?
Yeah. Most of them was English groups.
Yes.
Wore those.
And polyester. Oh, my gosh. Polyester.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Jeez, old.
Did
that
your mother,
was the thing.
Did your mother
the
have a party celebrating the invention of permanent press pants? So
oh,
she wouldn't have
oh my God, I can't believe she was elated.
That was a homemaker's miracle.
Yeah, got them with green stamps at Spiegel's. Chicago 60609.
Hey, when you go to Kaminsky Park, as our former president likes to call it, you go down 35th Street, Spiegel's was a double building with an archway over 35th Street, and you had to go underneath that.
The Spiegel catalog,
yeah. Yeah, huge warehouse.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Okay.
And thank the you. Memories.
Yeah.
It is 8:28. If you'd like to get out in the water in time for this weekend, you can go to Adams Motorsports today. Even better, they're getting down the last days of the month, so they got numbers they want to hit. You can be on the water in time for Memorial Weekend today. Stop by after 9 o'clock at Adams Motorsports. Every year, their allotment of Kawasaki jet skis, and they were the inventors of the jet ski, is determined by the previous year's sales. So they get an additional number, but that's it for the year. They're a lot, once you've sold your allotment, they're gone. And they usually sell really quickly. So if you'd like to be on a jet ski on a lake tomorrow, go to Adams Motorsports today. You can finance your purchase there. The manufacturers put up the money for your purchases, and you get a super low interest rate at a real easy credit standard. And they have everything else you need to get started immediately. And in my opinion, having owned a jet ski and a boat, the jet ski was my favorite way to enjoy the water. It really was. It's because it's more personal. And we have great hair like mine. And well, when I had great hair...
saw Gabe Kaplan on a jet ski.
Was that Gabe Kaplan? No, it was Burt Reynolds.
Oh, bless it.
Smokey and the jet ski. Anyway.
Breaker 1-9.
Oh, bless it. Oh, my eyeballs.
It's time to enjoy the great words that were given to us by Kawasaki decades ago. Let the good times roll. And the place to roll into and get that started is Adams Motorsports, 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Hackle. Open 24/7, adamsmotorsports.com. See the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime today.
Traffic is brought to you by Chambers. Check Chambers' Memorial Day sale for amazing deals throughout the store with savings up to 75% off. Check the store that saves you more. Check Chambers.
Montgomery.
Montgomery Skywatch with a final look at your traffic on this Friday morning, and things are looking great out on the roadways. There aren't any delays on I-65 or on I-85. The traffic on the boulevard is moving along smoothly. There's just slowdowns around the intersections, and we don't see any troubles for you if you're coming in on the 31s. Be careful wherever you're headed this morning, and we will check in with you again this afternoon. Reinhardt Toyota has a graduation special. You can lease a Toyota Tacoma Double Cab V6 SR5 for just $299 a month. No money down, sign and drive. Reinhardt Toyota, now open till 8 p.m. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you plan to be on the road this Memorial Day weekend, don't drink and drive. Elect a designated driver or find alternative transportation. The Vance Law Firm wants you to have a fun and safe holiday weekend.
All righty, we are at 8:31 again. The forecast.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Oh my gosh, I'm just thinking it's May 24th, and we have a dew point of 72 right now, and we're talking about relentless heat for the next few days, record heat. By the way, if you're brand new to the area, there is a cooling trend on the way. It's called October. it's pretty much going to be pretty tough sledding from now for the next few months. There'll be some day-to-day changes, but, you know, it's going to be tough. At least the humidity is not going to be really high over the next several days. Today, record heat with a high around 97, sunshine. That'll break the record of 96. Tonight's low 71, tomorrow's high 98, Sunday's high 99. Both of those would be new records, easily, with the records for both days at 96. Monday's high 99, we would tie the all-time record high of 99 back in 1916. If we get to 100, it'll be the hottest we've ever been. Then we're looking ahead to Tuesday. 98 would be a record on that day as well. So, you know, I've been doing this for 41 years, and I've never seen how many records we could break this many days in a row. The most I think I've ever seen is 4 days in a row. There's a possibility we could break records for 6 days in a row, which, when you have 147 years of records, is almost impossible. Right now, this morning, with clear skies, temperature is 74 at 8:33.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
All right, we got a couple of calls at 8:33. Smoke and Otis.
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all this morning?
Hey!
Man, sounds like y'all having a great time up there.
Yeah, we're getting paid, too.
I think somebody put something in the coffee.
That's a great way to get it there, man. Have fun and get paid for it.
Anyway, welcome to Giggleweed Island.
What's up?
Look, y'all were talking about the 1916, you know, temperature of 99 degrees.
Right.
Was they global warming back then?
Yeah, see, that's the point, you know.
Well, I actually have a legitimate question about the, this is something I meant to ask you earlier, mm-hmm. about when those temperatures are set. Does it have to hit 100 and hold at 100 for a certain amount of time? It just has to cross over to 100, yeah, even if it crosses back 30 seconds later.
Right, exactly.
All right. Okay.
I think it's so cool, and I mentioned this earlier this morning, I want to mention it again. The records in this town go back to 1872. Well, guess what? You take Atlanta, records go back to 1878. You take Mobile, 1881. You take Birmingham, 1895. So we have one of the oldest sets of records in the southeastern U.S. right here in this town.
Wow.
And so when you break a record here, it's kind of a big deal. And when you do it, maybe 6 days in a row, it's astounding.
Yeah.
It's really astounding.
That's very
significant. You know, y'all talking about the fashions of the 70s, man. Mm-hmm. I can remember distinctly wearing a pair of corduroy pants.
Yeah.
Corduroy seemed to be kind of a big deal back then, but you don't see a lot of it.
I had a pair of black corduroy bell-bottom pants. And guess what? I took them to a seamstress, and I had a triangular white panel inserted on the side, and each panel on the outside.
Ooh, you slick.
You were hot.
But I bet you couldn't sneak up on anybody because corduroy always seems to make a little
make
bit
a
of
noise.
A sound.
It was, when
you
was
yeah, maybe, yeah, clicking
it was
sound.
An accent touch. It didn't look like a zebra.
Okay.
But the warmest shirts ever were those corduroy plaid shirts. Remember the corduroy ones?
Yeah.
They were so thick.
How about the long sweaters? Did you ever have those that, you know, like went down below your butt? With big belt?
Yeah, I had those little pads or something on the elbows of those things back then, too.
Oh, I wish I had saved some of that crap. Otis, thanks for the call, buddy. Let's talk to Eric A.
Hola.
Hi there.
Hi.
Yeah, Emily gave me a great idea. Maybe Rusty can do one of the openers for you. You know, kind of like the Superman thing.
Uh-huh.
Hey, is that Gabe Kaplan? And Ricky Palazzo? No, it's Greg Budell's Super Hot Toast Show. Huh? Yeah.
It could happen.
Don't give Rusty any ideas.
Hey, Rusty's got some great ideas.
He does. He doesn't need any help from us. Thanks. I appreciate
that. That was funny, though.
Thanks for coming.
That was hilarious. Thank y'all.
Glad you enjoyed. All right, we've got your local news coming up. And before we make way for News and Views, when the bus to Camp News and Views pulls in, we will do our final Emily segment, which is our grand prize drawing.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police say a woman was robbed at gunpoint and pepper sprayed in broad daylight Thursday. This happened around 9:30 Thursday morning in the 6900 block of Atlanta Highway. Right now, no arrests have been made. The victim has minor injuries. Alabama Marine Patrol troopers are getting ready for one of the busiest lake weekends of the year. There has already been a boating fatality this year, and troopers say now is the time to check your boating and safety equipment before hitting the water. And VIA Airlines announced it is pulling out of the capital city. The airline started offering flights from Montgomery to Orlando, Florida last May. The Florida-based airline is also ending its commercial flights out of Mobile and Birmingham. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Bum, 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 bum.
Memorial Day is upon us, and it's time to shop. Everything in the country is on sale. Lowest prices ever. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Well, yeah, we are having a really good Memorial Day sale at Mr. Sandman with tremendous discounts on this area's largest selection of quality mattresses and beds. Great pillows and the lowest true cost on adjustable bases. All Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Sutherland, and Scandinavian mattresses are on sale. Not just a few special purchases or limited editions. No interest financing is available with approved credit. We have mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. This is Mr. Sandman's biggest Memorial Day sale since last year. We have just added Diamond Bed in the Box mattresses to our lineup. Made in America, fabulous comfort and quality, and can ship anywhere in the U.S. at no cost. Before ordering online, you need to try these amazing mattresses in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and in Millbrook on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General. Go to this area's favorite store for 18 years, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
The 2019 Subaru Outback. It comes with road gripping, standard, symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus 32 miles per gallon. And it helps keep your journey safe with standard EyeSight driver assist technology for an extra set of eyes on the road. Get financing as low as 0% or 0.9% for up to 72 months on the 2019 Subaru Outback at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy. Actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions.
Montgomery Subaru.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Fan's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Yeah, and we're just a couple days away from Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
I mean, this is the sort of like the beginning of the sort of summer woohoo.
We are going to have so much fun this weekend.
The fun is about to begin.
Well, it's Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
We're all going to be in bikinis.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
Let's party!
Party time.
What are we gonna do?
Road trip.
Party.
Party time.
Are you a thrill seeker?
There's a party!
Everybody needs a second chance.
Let's all go. Road trip.
Well, it looks like a short trip after all.
It's so fun.
Party.
Everybody's working.
The weekend has landed.
Let's break out here and have some fun.
Fiesta!
Everybody's going off the deep end.
This calls for a celebration.
Party on!
Everybody needs a second chance.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
Veterans. Veterans is the word of the day, and the ninth caller, when I ask for that word this afternoon, wins lunch at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. And again, if you don't have anything planned for Monday and would like to eat great food, that's just like having your own personal barbecue served to you by doting and attentive servers, and know that all the proceeds of your reel will be going to support veterans through the National Veterans Foundation that Bob Baumhauer has been a longtime supporter of for many, many years. So that's the word. That's the last time we announce it. Jot it down so you don't forget it, although I can't think of a better word to remember than veterans. And we'll have a winner this afternoon. And lunch for two at either Baumhauer's Victory Grill location.
It is time
for
stupid
news.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. If you like music with words in it more than you like music, means you're not that bright.
What? I'm sorry. If you like music with words in it more than you like music.
A study published in the Evolutionary Behavioral Science. Are you a subscriber? You get a football phone with every subscription.
No. If they had a Mickey Mouse phone, I would consider it, but not the football phone.
Remember
no.
those?
I do remember those.
Suggest that those who prefer instrumental music tend to be more intelligent. Here's evidence.
Smart people listen to instrumental music. But for the rest of us, it's so boring. So now, there's classical music for dummies.
Dive Mose, I was such a genius. How come he didn't write any words? It is hard for me to do the math. Because 2 + 2 equals giraffe. Why does everyone call me moron? I'm not even from Utah, and I'm not even very religious.
Classic music for dummies.
Dum, 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 dum.
Where is that? Can I have that?
Can you send that to me?
I can send that to you.
That's great.
Hang on. Well, I performed this public service download for Miss... Oh, wait a minute. I gotta save it.
If it's gonna... We can do it. We don't have to...
Relax. Let me do it. You know, you see, when you get to be my age, you tend to... You want to act when you're asked to do something. What'd you say your name was? Erase. Attach. All right. Use. Whoops. N. And classical instrumental music bit. Hang on. Folks, thank you for your patience if you're listening to this search I'm conducting.
We're watching this happen live.
Let me share this dad joke sent by husband.
Sure.
What's a computer's favorite beat?
A computer's favorite beat?
Oh, I don't know.
Jay?
What?
An algorithm. Beep! Get it? Rhythm, algorithm, computer. I think it's hilarious.
I'm still looking for this bit here.
Still looking for the thing?
The thing, it's, come on, it's got to be here.
See if I can find some shower thoughts to think about while we're doing this.
Well, we'll just have to get to it later. You know what other else smart people like besides songs with no words?
Yeah,
this
what?
Show.
Well, this show, certainly. And good financial advice, which is available from Brad McDonald. Today could be another interesting day. Generally, things are a little quieter on the Friday of a long holiday weekend. But whatever happens, Brad's going to check in with us this afternoon and explain why. And if you haven't gotten a planner, had a chance to sit down, he'd be the first to tell you. Talk to a money manager. Sit down and have a discussion. We hope you'll pick him. But he'll advise anybody who's interested in preparing for their future to do that. 387-0094 is the number to call today and make the appointment to meet the incredible staff at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. We'll have our Morning Maroon nominees after our final traffic check.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch with a final look at your traffic on this Friday morning, and things are looking great out on the roadways. There aren't any delays on I-65 or on I-85. The traffic on the boulevard is moving along smoothly. There's just slowdowns around the intersections, and we don't see any troubles for you if you're coming in on the 31s. Be careful wherever you're headed this morning, and we will check in with you again this afternoon. Reinhardt Toyota has a graduation special. You can lease a Toyota Tacoma Double Cab V6 SR5 for just $299 a month. No money down. And drive. Reinhardt Toyota, now open till 8 p.m. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
There are more distracted drivers this time of year. Don't be a distracted driver. Put your phone away while you drive. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe this Memorial Day weekend.
Paid for by Metals for District 74, P.O. Box 23158, Montgomery, Alabama.
There's a very important special election coming up on June 11th for State House. Do you know anything about the candidates?
I know there is only one choice for us. Republican Charlotte Meadows.
Charlotte Meadows, the Republican activist?
Same one. She is the only candidate with a proven record of serving with the Republican Party at the state and local level.
What else can you tell me about Charlotte Meadows?
Charlotte is a proven conservative who has fought for much-needed educational reforms here in Montgomery. She supports our teachers and wants to make sure tax dollars actually get to our children's classroom.
We need conservative education reforms. Charlotte Meadows sounds perfect to represent us. Anything else I should know?
She will fight for the unborn, and she will reduce crime here in Montgomery. We need to stand with Charlotte because she stands with us.
I'm sold. I'm voting for Republican Charlotte Meadows.
Tell your friends. Everyone needs to vote Charlotte Meadows for State House on June 11th.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I got everybody's mic on but mine.
That's the second time.
I know. Keep an eye on me. If you see one of my eyes appear to be lower than the other, it's only a stroke. Just call 911 quickly. Former Secretary of State Jean Guéret.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
Do you ever, people, exercise that right each and every day? We present for your consideration today's Morning Maroon nominee. Duh. here are today's nominees to be the dumbest of the dumb. First one kind of proves that stupidity and class cannot coexist in the same space. That sounded pretty profound, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You sound smart.
Learned. 37-year-old guy in Florida named Mark Saunderson crashed a wedding at the Grand Plaza Hotel in St. Petersburg.
That sounds expensive.
Yeah. So just wanted to join this giant party, but began drinking heavily before the bride and the groom showed up at the head table. The band called them out to do their first dance together.
Yeah.
And just as they had started to swirl in front of the admiring guestesses, Mark went up and tried to cut in.
What?
Yeah, he wanted to cut in on the first dance. You know, it's like, can I have a dance? Actually, I think it's the dad that gets to dance next, but that's nominee number one, drunken wedding crasher. Nominee number two, what do they tell you if somebody's holding a gun at you and demanding whatever it is?
Give them what they want.
Give them what they want, unless you really don't care to continue to live. There's a man in Michigan named Jared Kluting in Holland Township. He was walking this past Monday night when a man came up to him, pulled out a gun, and demanded his bag. The bag was a $1,700 Louis Vuitton men's purse.
Satchel.
He refused. The guy fired a warning shot at Jared and said, no, I'm not giving you my $1,700 Louis Vuitton purse. The guy fired yet another shot, and he still wouldn't relinquish the bag. Finally, the guy took another shot. That wasn't a warning. It was at Jared. Fortunately, it missed. The cops quickly tracked down the...
Guess what? You can have whatever you want if you're pointing a gun at me.
Yeah.
I will give you my platform shoes.
That's so kind of you.
If you're holding a gun at me.
Gosh,
I wouldn't hesitate.
Almighty.
And then finally, authorities in New York State said a driver got pulled over this past Monday in Amsterdam. You know, because that's what New York was called originally, New Amsterdam, right?
Right.
Even old New York was once New Amsterdam.
But they would... It would be more PC these days. It would be New Amsterdam.
Now they call it, Amsterdam it. Especially if you're in the traffic, or you got to pay to come back into the city.
Exactly.
How ridiculous is that?
Istanbul was Constantinople.
They taxed you 17 different ways from Sunday in New York, and a vehicle that one driver had featured a safety emission inspection certificate. Did you ever have those here?
No. We didn't have to do that.
Twice in Florida. Every year you had to go to an inspection station. They'd stick their head in your tailpipe to see how much poison was coming out.
Yeah. And then they checked the car.
It was a giant pain in the butt. They got rid of it, then they brought it back, and the outcry made them get rid of it again. I don't know how many millions of dollars were wasted on facilities.
Right. Several states have had it.
But this guy was ticketed. He had a registration on his car, but upon closer examination, it was made of construction paper and hand-drawn.
Oh, wow.
And not very well.
Oops.
To resemble an official New York State Safety Emission Inspection Certificate. So he not got fined for not having one. He got fined for faking one, too. So those are our three nominees.
I'm sorry. The guy who, has the gun pointed at him.
Yeah, that's the moron.
And now multiple shots have been fired. That guy gets my vote. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I've got to agree with you there. Yeah, that's the guy like...
What the hell is wrong with you all?
I can tell you what's wrong with them all.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
An ultramaroon is right. All right, when we come back, we'll have our final Emily segment. Grand prize drawings.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same-day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
For the right tires and expert service, count on Tire City. For all models and makes, we do whatever it takes.
This is Jared from Tire City. At Tire City, we know that summer is a great time to get out and enjoy those all-terrain vehicles. Before you start hitting the backwoods trails or go mud rotting, be sure to check your tires. If they're wearing thin, Tire City has a deal you won't want to pass up. You can get a set of BF Goodrich all-terrain KO2s for only $815. That's a savings of $335. With our discounted price and your rebate, you can have fun knowing you are riding on the best tire for your Jeep, truck, or sport utility vehicle. The BF Goodrich All-Terrain KO2 was developed to give you confidence and control on and off the road. Summer's here for just a few short months, so don't put off having fun because of bad tires. Make sure your summer is one to remember. The inventory is limited, so come see us at Tire City on the Atlanta Highway next to East Elm Mall and the Southern Boulevard at Woodley Road in the Capitol Plaza Shopping Center. Your friends at Tire City wish you a happy and safe Memorial Day holiday.
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This weekend is the unofficial start of summer.
Hey, we're heading into the Memorial Day weekend, the beginning of summer.
Well, it's Memorial Day weekend. Right. We're all going to be in bikinis.
Somebody get this man a burger.
Winter's over. It's time to come out and grill.
This beach is going to be invaded.
The Speedo is completely acceptable.
Days away from Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
I mean, this is the sort of like the beginning of the sort of summer woohoo.
We'll be at the playground drinking beer. Mm. God, we love beer.
There's a 3-day weekend coming up.
A beer could help.
Weekend! Woo!
I'm the geezer with the Weezer.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily.
Hey, Emily.
Hi, I'm
Emily.
Here to draw numbers out of a basket that correspond with the listeners that have called in this week. And up for grabs first, a $25 gift certificate to the Capital Oyster Bar, courtesy of Eddie Bader of the Goodson Group. Whether you're buying or selling a home, need to find a condo in a 55-plus community that's maintenance-free for your family members that are a little bit older, just call Eddie. It's a great condo.
She looked at me through that whole thing, Rich.
Oh, no.
I didn't.
Older family members, she said.
I was trying to think of the right way to say it.
She didn't say elderly.
Well, no. But anyway, a $25 gift certificate to the Capital City, to the Capital Oyster Bar, courtesy of Eddie Bader of the Goodson Group, goes to caller number 17.
17.
17 is Tony R.
Tony R.
Tony R.
It's great.
It sure is. Now, up next, the works from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto with complete service on your car. The vehicle will be cummed out for your convenience.
Caller number 4.
Caller number 4.
Quattro. Austin.
Quattro.
Austin.
I don't have a last name. I don't have a last letter. But it's Austin.
Austin.
Hey, Austin. Austin, you have the power to take yourself to... You know, I do
that's
that.
A gated community.
I do that just for the
maintenance-free living.
I do that just for the look you give me. And finally, our grand prize, a $159 value Clark's Club membership. Great time to win with record-breaking heat headed our way. Lower your electric costs. 24-hour service.
Number 12.
Sticking low. We got Pat B.
Pat B. Pat B, the winner of our Clark's Club membership.
Oh, man.
I wish we had another hour.
No, you don't. You're okay. Before we go, some of you will be hanging around town this weekend, maybe hoping to get some things done.
Yep.
Because soon you'll be sending somebody off to school.